how can you call yourself a father, Montresor?
Fortunato, I beg your pardon?
This is a vegan pizza.
Well, yes, we are a vegan household, after all.
My friend Montresor, I understand if you wish to be a soy boy, but to condemn your family to such a fate.
Clearly, we have different ideas about parenting, Fortunato.
I merely wish to empower you and your son, both with the taste of meat. You are lacking one of life's greatest experiences. Neither of you have supped of that dog.
What dog?
The corn dog. Oh, the dog. When my eyes doth alight on that golden corn, my heart doth tremble. Oh, yes. And when my fingertips touch the sacred wood that nestles inside the sublime meat, my breath catches. As the dog passeth through mine lips of red, a heavenly choir sings to me. And Christ himself in all his glory, he speaketh to me as soon as the dog toucheth mine tongue. He saith, "My child, this is the finest of mankind's creations. Go forth and carry out the corn dog crusade." So you see, Montresor, I know that Christ himself wants me to share this message of corn dog supremacy. So just try it.
Try what?
This corn dog I have in my pocket.
Sir.
It is of the finest pedigree. This corn dog is from Amontillado.
Amontillado? You must mean the artisanal corn dog manufacturers, not the type of wine.
Precisely.
I am a vegan. I will not eat any corn dog, much less one you snuck in here in your pocket.
What if I told you it is a vegan corn dog?
Verily?
Yea. My friend, even though it is sacrilege for me to imagine a meatless corn dog, I would do this for you. I would come to your home bearing, yes, a soy-based corn dog. And I would offer it to you with deepest humility and thanks. You have been such an incredible friend to me over the decades that I am willing to bend my corn dog ethos so that you can appreciate what I can appreciate. So please, eat this corn dog.
Well, it's obviously quite important to you, Fortunato.
It's the most important thing.
All right. I admit I am a bit hungry, and cake doesn't sound good. I'd prefer something more savory. This has an unusual flavor to it.
That's because it was not vegan.
What?
It was a corn dog produced only of apex predators. It had lions, tigers, and bears.
Mamma mia.
I prefer the veal ones myself. But regardless, only an incredibly masculine fellow such as yourself could have stomached it. I knew you had it in you, my friend.
Fortunato, is it safe to say that you enjoy corn dogs?
I worship them.
Well, despite the fact that I am a vegan, I happen to have quite a fine collection of them.
Oh?
There is more to me than meets the eye, Fortunato.
What is the provenance of these corn dogs? Are they truly well crafted?
Some of them are crafted by the artisans at Amontillado.
So you know. You understand my religious fervor.
Yes, Fortunato. And we can enjoy many a corn dog together in my catacombs. Come with me.
Corn dogs are sublime. But enjoying them with a friend, even more so.
Son, we'll be back. Enjoy your pizza.
No, eat not of that soy-based pizza pie. Wait for us. And we'll be back with corn dogs.
We won't be gone long.
My dear Montresor, you have depths I have yet to plumb. No homo.
None taken.
How is it that you are a vegan with a corn dog collection?
Well, you see, I did not purchase them. These are my ancestral corn dogs. They were passed on to me from my father and from his father before him and back many a generation. They are perfectly preserved, of course.
As corn dogs always are.
In fact, our family crest has a corn dog in it.
Oh? Pray tell.
Our crest features a foot crushing a corn dog. The corn dog has fangs that are embedded in the heel.
What could it mean?
Who is to say? The corn dogs are behind that door.
There are so many bones in the way.
As I said, these are my family catacombs. Let's just move them aside.
What? But there are no corn dogs here. No packaging for them either.
It is where corn dogs will be. Say, Fortunato, does this rag smell like chloroform to you?
What? Oh. What is this? I'm in an Iron Maiden made entirely of corn dogs? The spikes on the inside are just corn dogs pressing into me. This is quite an unusual way to serve a dish, Montresor.
You have fallen into my trap. The corn dogs surrounding you are vegan.
But the only way out is to eat vegan food. You know I don't do that, right?
You have made me and everyone else keenly aware of that.
Then you've trapped me intentionally. Why, Montresor, why? But wait, I can punch or kick my way out. Hi-ya!
You are too weak from hunger. The corn dogs are stuck together with meju.
No, not.
Yes, fermented soybeans. Anyway, the edifice is too solid for a weak, starved wormling like you to break with your hands or feet. There is a gap where I can look into your eyes as you die. But nothing else. No way to deliver food, for you see, you are surrounded by it.
You devil! I bet these are not even Amontillado brand corn dogs. You must have gotten them cheaply made to have this many. What an insult to me as a corn dog connoisseur!
No, no. Nothing but the best for you, Fortunato. These are the corn dogs of Amontillado.
Oh, you're right. They are indeed high-quality dogs. I can tell from the smell as a corn dog savant. And yet, I cannot even lick the corn around the dogs. Each dog is covered in soy. I cannot be a soy boy, not even to save my life.
Quite the predicament. The corn dog Wait, that doesn't work.
Yes. That pun was very weak.
But not as weak as you!
Montresor, I am at your mercy now. I am not sorry for eating meat. Nor am I sorry for being a corn dog aficionado. But I am sorry that I hurt your feelings. Apparently a great deal for you to go to this much trouble.
Fortunato, you offended me gravely over and over again.
What did I do?
You called me a soy boy. You constantly mock my lifestyle, and you tricked me into eating meat.
And you liked it, didn't you?
That's not the point. The point is that you fooled me into doing something that was against my values.
I was trying to show you the error of your ways. I did not want you to miss out on the delights of...
Enough. I will come back in a week. Hopefully by then you will come to your senses and eat enough vegan corn dogs to get out of my trap.
Don't leave me! Don't leave me here! Ah!
Goodbye, Fortunato!
Don't leave me alone with all this soy!
Ah, I see you have eaten nothing. The dog maiden is intact.
Montresor, this was quite a hilarious joke.
It is, isn't it?
We'll have a wonderful time joking about this for the next several decades.
Oh, will we?
Yes, because you will eat some of these vegan corn dogs and let me out.
You are deluded, sir.
Montresor, I am laughing.
And I laugh too.
You won't let me out, will you?
But I will.
You will?
There is exactly one way.
What? What is it?
Eat the soy.
I shan't, Montresor. Not for you. Not for anyone.
Not even to save your own life?
No, Montresor. For you see, I shall become a corn dog martyr.
You are outrageous.
You do not understand my love of corn dogs. Christ himself gave me a charge. He spoke to me.
Indeed, you mentioned this.
You must not believe me. But I know it to be true.
How do you know, Fortunato? How do you know you were not deceived?
They call Lucifer the great deceiver. But truly, that title belongs to another. Soy. Soy is the great deceiver.
Really, Fortunato?
Montresor. What else would you call it? It is a protein substitute. You may believe you are eating meat, but you are not. It is a deception. And through that deception, many a boy turns to soy. It is a temptress, a demon in the dark.
Fortunato, I admit I feel somewhat badly for you, but I shall not relent. Unless you eat a tiny amount of soy, you will remain here. Even if you starve, I shall not relent.
Then starve I shall.
Surrounded by food?
Surrounded by lies!
Goodbye then, old friend.
Come back, Montresor. Free me from this infernal device. I beg of you!
Fortunato?
Montresor.
Oh, I see. You are true to your word.
Montresor.
You will not eat even one soy corn dog? Not even to save your life?
Please?
Fortunato, even if I were to let you out, the first thing I would do is give you food. And I'm a vegan. I'd give you a protein substitute. To survive, Fortunato, you must bend. You must change. And try something new. Rise to the occasion, my friend. Change yourself. It is not possible to be this obstinate and to live fully or at all in your case. Taste the joy of soy. Perhaps I am a soy boy. Perhaps I am. Is that something to be so feared? That you would choose death over it?
Christ told me.
Christ did not tell you to eat meat-based corn dogs. Wherefore art thou obsessed with corn dogs?
I've got that dog in...